excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving.
Welcome to this USC edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you on the road home. I actually have the luxury this time of being in the passenger seat, so probably a few less ums this time as I'm worrying about people who are trying to cut me off so I can just talk and let my brother-in-law worry about that problem. Quick recap of the game. The Bears stank. They were down 7 and then they were down 14 and then they were down 21 and then they were down even more. Actually, that's not quite true. After it was 21-0, the Bears came back with 2 touchdowns. Actually had a couple of drives, which is something I didn't fully anticipate. They managed to kind of put things together, mix things up, and at that moment, the team didn't look that bad. And actually, it was a fair amount of excitement that maybe the Bears could get back in the game. My heart didn't think there was. I just thought it was a little blip, and sure enough, that was the case. The Bears lost a lot of points and a lot of momentum on special teams. Everything from the first punt being a return for a touchdown, to a blocked punt, which was an easy touchdown, to a kickoff return for a touchdown, to a handful of long running plays that they busted through tackles and extended it to a very long touchdown. The USC was able to extend out to quite a big lead. I think it was at 55-14 when the backup started coming in, and Cal scored a couple of late touchdowns, and USC scored one more. Final score, Cal 28, USC 62. An interesting little thing is you come and you look at the stats, and if you ignore the final score, Cal didn't look like they did all that bad. They actually had 30 touchdowns to USC's 20, a lot more plays, almost the same yardage, 499 to 483 in USC's favor. More passing yards, almost 200 rushing. That's a very big number for Cal, but 256 for USC. And they won the time of possession battle, 33 minutes. So, you know, if you were to look at that overall and say, tell me who the winner is, and no turnovers in either case, you'd have a hard time picking the winner. It would be pretty unclear, and you might be tempted to pick the team with the more first downs and total plays as the winner. So there are some positives to take away from this game. It's not all negative. I do think, you know, what I said in my preview was that USC was just a far more raw, talented team. And I think that was true. It just didn't actually show up as horribly when the Cal offense was on the field as I thought. It showed up a bit when Cal was on defense. And those long running plays were examples of just where their powerful running backs and our tired defensive backs in particular couldn't make the plays. But where it really showed up was in the special teams. USC won this game, you know, or really sealed this game. They probably would have won no matter what, but sealed the fate of the game with the special teams play. And I think that USC with the right head coach is instantly a contender in the conference. They still are extremely talented. They still have all the pieces. Kessler looks like a competent quarterback, nothing exceptional. But what Pete Carroll proved with USC when he was coach there is you actually don't need an exceptional quarterback if you have exceptional people on the line and you have talent throughout the rest of the team. You just need somebody who's good enough and doesn't make mistakes. It's why a number of USC quarterbacks who came so highly touted out of USC ended up being fairly mediocre pro guys, because really it was the team around them that made them so good. And when you have a great offensive line, as USC often does, it's very easy to play quarterback for USC. So, unfortunately, my pregame prediction was all too true. The Bears just couldn't match up talent-wise. There were times they just looked silly. I actually expected USC to be a little less polished than they were. I have to give some credit to Ogeron for really having that team executing pretty well, considering he came in mid-season to replace Kiffin. Hands off, or hats off to him for doing a pretty dang good job. But let's look forward with Cal. Let's look at what are the possibilities for the future. Two games left at Colorado, at Stanford, done with the home games. Colorado obviously is a game we circled a long time ago as one the Bears might be able to win. Going to Colorado in November is a very difficult task, and I'll talk about that more throughout the week. But I'm a lot more concerned about that game, not because of the talent, not because of where the teams are so much, but because of where we're going. It's a really tough place to play. The Bears can win this one. There's no doubt about it. They have the talent to win the game. They are starting to execute more cleanly. There's signs that things are starting to come together. I mean, really, as I said, as much as they looked ridiculous on special teams and then on some defensive plays, overall, they're not looking so horribly out of place and so horribly overmatched as they did for a lot of the middle of the season. So I think this team has the potential to win in Colorado next week. And then frankly, and we'll see as we get closer, I always do my pregame right before the prediction, right before the game for a reason, but I don't think Stanford is as out of reach as their record differential would suggest. There's a lot of going on at Stanford. They're obviously very good. They just beat a very good Oregon team. But they're doing it with great defense, but it is not the greatest defense. And the reality is, when you don't have a lot of offense, all it takes is a bad couple of drives and a couple of bad situations, and you find yourself down 14-0 or something like that, or 17-7 or whatever, and your offense is really not built to make up the delta. And that's what happened when they lost to Utah. I mean, they have no excuse for losing to Utah, but not that I'm saying this is going to happen, but I'd actually say the Bears have a better chance against Stanford than they did today against USC than they would if they were to replay UCLA or Oregon or Washington, just because of how few points Stanford puts up. And as I said, there's some hope there on for Cal. The thing that actually, there's some players who are really starting to excel who we really didn't have on our radar at the beginning of the season. The Russian game, as I said, is starting to come alive. Muhammad is starting to actually run the ball pretty well. He's getting better at going north-south. Kopperich has been a huge positive surprise. He had 55 yards today. There's some things going on in the running game that are good. And then, not that we even needed it, but in addition to Harper and Treggs, we have some other guys who are starting to come in. Lawler is looking really good. I mean, early in the season, I couldn't remember his name based on his number, but he's looking really good. Powell is starting to come into his own. So there's really some diversity there that helps keep the team fresh, helps keep the defense off balance. The new offensive line formation is working a lot better. Seeing a little problems with the snaps off of the centers, but overall, run lanes are opening up. Goff is having time to throw most of the time. There was a couple times the line got beat pretty bad today, but overall, much better than we saw earlier in the season. So, as I said, I think there's some positives here. And then the defense is weak, but is starting to act as a unit and perform as a whole. And so that's the sort of thing that can keep you in a game, even a game against a tough team like Stanford, where, again, if you know, it's not a team that just has a juggernaut of an offense or has the talent to be a juggernaut of an offense, that's where a weak but coming together defense just is always going to be outmatched. But against another team that's not very good or against a team that hasn't have a very good offense, you know, they can sometimes put it together, keep the game close, and if the offense can put up some numbers, then you can win. So I think I'm going to do a lot more research this week, but there's a good chance I might pick Cal to win on Saturday against Colorado. And I doubt I'll pick them to beat Stanford, but I'll have in the back of my mind a lot more hope than people would think. Particularly since I just called today as just a horrible upset and horrible defeat. And fair enough, that's what happened. I didn't think when I put 55 for the final score for USC, I was being conservative. turns out it was. Well, let's wrap it up with there. As I said, as much as it was a very disappointing game, it wasn't as low of a point as I worried it would be. And as I said, I have some hope. There's some things I'm seeing of the team that's starting to pull together. It's probably only going to result in a 2-win season, one down from last year's 3-win season. But it's also a sign of the team starting to mature and maybe have some hope for the future. And we'll see. So stay tuned. We'll have plenty of commentary on the blog this week, I'm hopeful. And go Bears. On the road again.